Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
No, I got to go talk to Bernie for a minute.
Oh, Bernie, yes.
The you want to come out? You want to come over? Come over.
Bernie, yeah,
No. Come over and make the peace. Come on, let's go.
Bernie,
let's go over and talk to Bernie. Bernie, come out here. Come out here. Yeah, dog, stay here. Take that one. Take that one. Get in the middle. All right. First of all, big hand for Bernie and the band. They did a great job tonight. And folks, I used to always, and Dog, you know, just knocked every Yankee in sight, so it didn't matter who it was. But this guy, Dog, this guy broke your heart so many times in those playoff games. This is a guy who, if you go look, postseason RBIs, Bernie Williams, number one. Home runs, number two, Bernie Williams. Doubles, number two, Bernie Williams. Run scored, number two, Bernie Williams. Hits, number two, Bernie Williams. The only guy in front of him in a couple of those categories is Jeter or Manny Ramirez. Mr. Postseason, Bernie Williams. One of the great clutch hitters and classy players of all time. And first of all, what I want you to do, please, Dog and I will both shut up and get out of the way. Please introduce the band before we say goodbye. Yeah, I mean, so go ahead.
Thank you so much, guys. I mean, I've been very blessed to have this opportunity to play baseball with the Yankees for 16 years. Been part of a 4 World Series. We went to 6 and won 4. And now living my music dream, man. It's hard enough to make it in this city in one thing. And I've been able to do it in two things that have been my passion. So it's because of you guys and your support. So thank you. Thank you. So let me real quick introduce my band, Mr. Aaron Cannata, my vocalist, Mr. Bill Heller, our keyboardist, Mr. Joel Rosenblatt, our drums, Mr. Eric Pisa on percussion, Mr. Gene Perez on bass, and our horn section, Mr. Ozzy Melendez, trombone, Mr. Don Harris, and trumpet, and our musical director, the legendary Mr. Richie Cannata.
So, how about the transition? First of all, any big gigs coming up? You got anything coming up in the weeks that you want to plug? Anything coming up?
Well,
you got anything you want to tell us about? Or to tell the audience about?
I always got something in the works in New York. I'm having the opportunity to play music here. There's always something going on. But I did have an opportunity to play with the Little Kids Rock Gala. A couple of weeks ago,
right,
at the PlayStation Theater, have an opportunity to play with Bonnie Raitt, Kep Mo, Elvis Costello.
Wow.
A couple months before that, I did a charity event, the Children's Health Fund at the Cipriani's, and I had an opportunity to play with Paul Simon.
Really?
So,
who's a big Yankee fan?
huge Yankee fan. So, I mean, this city has given me if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing. I'll become a famous Major League Baseball player first and then become a musician later.
and a great Major League Baseball player. But how did you know that you'd have this career? I mean, did you get a chance during your years for the Yankees and all the time you're spending playing baseball, and you're out, you have, you know, counting the minors, you have a 19-year career, 19, 20 years. Did you get enough time to actually hone your craft as a guitar player during that time, or you just have to put it away?
Yeah, I mean, baseball was the most important thing in my life at the time. But being involved in music since I was 8 years old, my mother was an educator in the public education system in Puerto Rico, where I grew up. And she was huge on academics. You know, I had an opportunity to play music and sports, and she said, as long as you get good grades, you can do anything you want. So I took on to sports, I took on to music, and when I became 16 years old, I had an opportunity to sign a minor league contract with the Yankees.
16 years old. Wow.
Yeah, I had a chance to go to a performing arts high school. So music and sports has always been there for me. I had to give them a lot of credit because they didn't make me choose between one and the other. So as long as you get good grades, you can do both. And I'm kind of like the poster child, man, of that, you know, being involved in arts, music, and sports at the same time.
All right, what's more pressure? In the box, eighth inning, 2-2 playoff game, Rod Beck on the mound, or playing next to Paul Simon? What's more pressure?
I would say being in the box. Just because there were a lot of things that I could not control at that moment. I mean, you could do everything right, practice, through all your practice routine and feel great. When you go on the plate, you have no control of the pitcher making a pitch right on the block on you, the umpire calling a questionable pitch on you. You have less things that you can control in baseball. That's why, the risk is greater and the reward is a lot greater as well.
All right. Some guys you see guys this year, Doug mentioned Bellinger, Ramirez for the Indians, had a great year. Couldn't buy a hit in a big spot in the postseason. Runner on third, pop up, run a second, third strikeout. Guy is in the middle of their lineup. You were so good in the big spot, such a great clutch hitter. The reason, Joe Torre said once to me that Bernie slows the game down. Is that why you were so successful? Were you able to relax? What was the secret for being so successful in a big spot?
I mean, I don't think I was able to relax. I mean, if you are too relaxed, then it just kind of works against you. I think it's just this sort of control intensity. That's what I guess I can call it. I think it comes down to preparation. You practice so much, in the course of the season, spring training, you take the whole season, and then you get a chance to play in the postseason. I think at some point, you got to trust that preparation. You do your research on the pitcher that you're going to face. You try to figure out what is he going to get you out with. When he gets in trouble, what is he going to throw? And then once you do that, then you have to trust it. I think, most people have that problem. Once they go through all of that work, they just don't trust that preparation. And then they go into the box and they, wow, what happened? And I forgot everything. I mean, I even forgot how to hit. So I think in my case, I was able to trust that and just kind of like let it rip. Whatever happened, happened. And,
What's your mindset? You only two players have two postseason walk-off homers, Big Papi and you. Randy Myers, Rod Beck. Can you put me in that spot? What are you thinking as you stroll to the plate in those spots? Are you thinking, long ball? Are you thinking, what's your approach? What are you thinking? What are you thinking as you get in the box against those guys?
In both those situations, my thought process started way before the at-bat. I think when I was playing center field, I mean, I think that the Myers at-bat was, I was leading off the inning. And you kind of put yourself in that situation and try to imagine being in that situation. And I think more than imagining, you want that situation. I think, not being shy, trying to shy off of it, just kind of want it. It helps a lot. You start your thought process before the at-bat. You say, well, I think, I may hit this next at-bat. I may face this guy. So you try to come up with a plan of action before the at-bat happens. And once you get there, you can't really think too much about home runs or anything like that. You try to have a good at-bat. A good at-bat is working the pitcher, hit the ball, not miss it, work to a good count. And, you know, it could be a base on balls. It could be just hit the ball hard somewhere and hit the ball out. You got to kind of like try to get whatever you get, you know, but your mentality is that I'm going to have a good at bat and trying to help the team win the game.
Well, great clutch hitter, and thank you for this tonight. We appreciate it very much. Oh, great man. Job. Bernie asked to come down here and do
this. I do want to say something, though. But
don't say you don't have to say it.
I do have to say it, man. You know, actually, I have an opportunity. You've been on me all these years about retiring.
Yes.
So I did get a chance to retire. And I do have to thank you because, you know, in this city, I mean, like I said before, it is hard enough to make it. And to have a person of your stature, you know, shock being, you know, that I was your favorite player.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
For so many years.
My only favorite player.
So it is, I mean, you've always been in my corner. You've always been supporting, you know, when I was a player. And more importantly, the things that I'm doing away from the game,
my
all my charity endeavors and all, you know, the things that I'm doing off the field. You've always been there, and WFAN has always been there for me. So it is an honor for me to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All the best.
Bernie Williams and his band. You know, we kid about it, but, you know, I went to the fan, because I heard about sports radio when I tried to get a job, and you've heard the story, and it's all true. If Jim Nance hadn't called on my behalf, I wouldn't even have gotten the door. And I've been there 30 years and had this really remarkable career. I've been very lucky, very blessed. You couldn't have dreamed to have it, and it's gone fast. But in closing, first of all, I want to thank you all for coming and coming out. You don't have to do that. For everybody, and for, first of all, Bernie and the band and Richie, for everybody coming out and supporting us and showing up tonight, it's very nice of you. I'm going to cherish the last days, but I have to thank three people as I say goodbye, and then we're going to throw it over to the band for one more as we say goodbye. First, this career I've had, the most remarkable part of it, and I never would have had this career without the 19 years that I had with Dog. Without Dog and Mike and the Mad Dog, I never would have had any part of this. So I owe everything I have to Mike and the Mad Dog and to Chris Russo as far as my career goes. Without him, I wouldn't have had a career. And that'll be the only nice thing I ever say about him, okay? Number two, you've heard all these stories. You saw it in the documentary they did on Dog and myself, which Dog and I both liked. You liked the documentary. I grew up in, and they've made it sound worse than it was, my upbringing. But I did grow up without a father, and, you know, we did have, you know, some things happen through the years. But one thing that I did have, which has never gotten enough attention, was I had an older brother who put a roof over our head. First of all, he kept my younger brother and I, Marty, together, which was a little bit of a, could have been a struggle. We were only like 8 and 7 and 9 years old at the time. Number two, he didn't worry about himself or what he was going to do. He made sure that we had a place to live and everything and allowed me to flourish and go to school and basically grow up without having to worry about stuff like that, like whether I had a roof over my head. And I wouldn't have had the career I had without the support and what my brother John did for me. He's still here, and he doesn't like a lot of attention. I take all the attention. But without John, I wouldn't have this career, and I owe him everything I have. And the last one, I'm not the easiest person in the world sometimes to live with. I'm a sweetheart in a lot of ways, I promise you, which you don't know, but Dog will tell you. But I can be a little difficult at times, and I can be a little hard to handle at times. But without my wife at my side and being with me all these years and basically keep me in line and helping me make a lot of decisions, I would have been long gone from the fan and long gone, probably long gone for a long time ago. So I owe everything to her, and I'm very lucky to have her. Without her, I wouldn't even be standing here. There's no way. I'm very fortunate to have her. So again, thank you. You know, we got a lot more to do in the last month. I thank you all for everything through the years, all the wild support that you've given me. You guys have been so loyal to Dog and myself. You've made it very easy for us. Hey, without you guys, we don't have this career. Without, you know, without people, you know, without ratings books, without having success, you know, you guys vote for us. Otherwise, we don't stay on the air. That's how it works. So, you know, without you guys, it didn't happen. So I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. And in the last month, you know, I'll be talking to a lot of you, and we'll get out and do some things. So I appreciate you coming, family, friends, listeners, co-workers, whoever you are. And one last time as we say goodbye and send it back to the fan. Bernie Williams, Richie, and his all-star band.
That ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hoo girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Wildin', smiling, living up in the city. I got Chucks on with a Saint Laurent. Gonna kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too wild. Call police or a fireman. I'm too wild. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too wild. The trick say my name, you know who I am. I'm too wild. I'm bad about that money. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the slot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on. Don't believe me, just watch. Yeah. I take a sip, sign a check. Hoodie, yo, get a stretch. I'm out to Wilder, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. We show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than the first job, skip it. Come on, I'm too wild. Call police or a fireman. I'm too wild. Make a dragon want to retire, man. I'm too wild. A bitch say my name, you know who I am. I'm too wild. I'm bad about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on. That's right. See, Uptown Funk you up. Uptown Funk you up. See, Uptown Funk you up. 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 Come on, Gino. Hey! Come on now, dance. I jump on it. I too sexy. I damn flaunt it. Too freaky. Damn on it. Come on, dance. I jump on it. I too sexy. I damn flaunt it. I too freaky. I damn on it. Hey! Thank you.
Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.